We will continue our regular devotional on Genesis beginning next year. This holiday season, we would like to give a timely message on the incarnation of Christ.
Who sinned at the Garden of Eden? It was Adam. It was man who sinned. And man messed it up. That's why God became a man and represented himself as a man, as the last Adam. And it was necessary that Christ was incarnated so that he would purchase redemption for us. And Christ took upon the nature of a man. He was fully God and he was fully man. It's a mystery. And he was fully God and he made the world. Christ made the world. He created the world. Angels worship him, adore him. But he didn't become an angel. He became a man. The book of Hebrews talks very clearly in chapter 1 the difference between angels and Christ. Now, remember how Father, he prepared a body for Christ. If you turn with me to Psalm chapter 46. Psalm 46 says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me." And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5 says, 10:5, "Therefore, when he came into this world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin you had no pleasure." So God prepared a body. And that body was going to be the offering for our sin. And Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 says, Galatians 4:4, "The fullness of the time had come. God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." When the fullness of the time came, God sent Christ to this earth. Now, verse 2 says, Galatians 4:2, "But under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father." So this time was appointed by the Father. That means the time was appointed by God. When the right time came, according to his will, he sent Christ. Why did he send Christ? He sent Christ for obedience to the law of God. Christ said, "I did not come to break the law, but to fulfill the law where we have broken." And he came to suffer this punishment for sin. You got to go through punishment. And also he came to die. And he's going to write, he came that he will be risen again. He will conquer death and bring salvation. Now, where was Christ born? Because we all know Bethlehem. Now let me ask you something. If somebody comes, let's say the Prime Minister, you meet somebody out on the market or wherever, and he says, "I'm the Prime Minister of England." And you say, "Really? Oh, how do you know that you are the real one, you know? Do you have any ID or something like that?" Of course, you know. So that's the same question we need to ask. If somebody says, "I am God, I am the Messiah," how do you know that he who says is the Messiah? We need to know, do you have any documentation to show that you are God or you are the Messiah? That's why the Bible has over 300 prophecies concerning Jesus Christ that is literally fulfilled, saying he's the Messiah. The Bible says that he, the Messiah, is going to be born in Bethlehem. Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Turn with me to Micah 5:2. "To Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be the ruler in Israel, who is going forth up from all, from everlasting. Bethlehem, literally the house of bread. Jesus was called the bread of life that came to feed us. I am the bread that came from heaven, Jesus said. Bethlehem is the birthplace of who? King David. The Bethlehem is the birthplace of King David. You remember King David was feeding sheep in Bethlehem. In 1 Samuel, I believe, chapter 16. And here you see, it was the birthplace of King David. It was called the house of bread. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And you see, in the Bible, it talks about these prophecies where the Messiah was born, going to be born. And also, the Bible says how he was going to be born. In Isaiah chapter 7, 14. We see how can this be? Isaiah 7:14. God Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. God Himself is going to give you a sign. And how? What is the sign? A virgin is going to conceive and bear a son. Now Isaiah was written about 800 years before Christ was born. What a prophecy. You know, this is what kind of faith we have. We don't get into blind faith and say, oh, we just trust in Jesus. We trust in the Word of God, sola scriptura. That alone, we trust in the Word of God. Not by tradition, not what people say, not what the church says, but we trust what the scriptures say. What does the scripture say? The Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. He's going to be born. A virgin is going to give birth, conceive, and bear a son. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. Now, this virgin is the same word that is used in Genesis chapter 24, verse 43. Genesis 24:43. If you remember, Genesis 24:43, how Abraham sent his messenger to find a wife for his son Isaac. And he was there at the well waiting for this lady to come and fetch water. And Genesis 24:43, when the virgin comes, I have to draw water, and I say to her, please give me a little water from your pitcher. It's the same word there. Because it was Rebecca that came, right? And was given in marriage to Isaac, the virgin. It's the same word here. The virgin shall bear a son, and his name shall be called what? Emmanuel. Now, if you turn with me to Matthew chapter 1:23. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child. This is the angel talking to Mary. Angel of the Lord talking to Joseph. I'm sorry. And says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel. Which is translated what? God with us. That is incarnation. God with us. God with us. Wow. Now let's see, go back to the book of Luke and see this beautiful story here. Luke chapter 1. Let's see verse 26. Now in the sixth month, Luke chapter 1, 26 says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And saying, The angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary." And if you see an angel, you'll be afraid, right? Of course. And she was afraid. And the thing is, she didn't understand this. It went over her head. How can this be? And the angel said, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Shall call his name Jesus." Yeshua, Jehovah is salvation.
We will continue this message tomorrow. God bless your soul with the richness of His Word.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining.